Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority. Woo-hoo! WFXS America. The Foxy Knowledge.
It is time for a fantastic, a fabulous, a feeling fine football Friday edition of Let's Talk here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. And for the tens of you tuning in on the streaming this morning, it is nice to have you aboard. Spread the word. That is where you can hear this morning's show on the stream at 987thefox.info as we head into the, well, depending on your mileage may vary. Could be a 4-day, could be a 5-day party weekend. It already got underway, of course, yesterday. Hope everybody had a wonderful Thanksgiving. And we roll through this Friday show with lots of speculation out there about Penn State's next head football coach. The Nittany Lions, by the way, wrap up the regular season tomorrow in Piscataway, of all places. Ugh. 3:30 kickoff between the Nittany Lions and the Scarlet Knights tomorrow afternoon. And we will have a rundown of the sports scene coming up in the second segment of today's big show.
All right, lots to talk about here on an incredibly busy Friday. Depends where you are, I suppose. Incredibly busy Friday. Open line program, again, anything you'd like to chime in, and we'd love for you to chime in, except for the part about the pregnant pauses on radio. Yeah, we know about that. 814-954-7266. I mean, here we're in our particular building on Science Park Road. Out in the parking lot, there is nobody. And maybe we should have joined them, quite frankly. I own up to that one. That one's on moi. Okay, but hopefully you had a great Thanksgiving. How was the turkey yesterday? Good turkey?
Darn good turkey.
Darn.
Yep, we had a feast, and it was wonderful.
Darn good turkey. All right. And now you have darn good leftovers, right?
This is a fact.
Do you actually eat them?
I do.
Okay, good. Because some folks, I think, shove the leftovers in the fridge and they're there for like a week. It's like, oh yeah, we got that food from a week ago. Folks, all right, dispose of your leftovers the appropriate way. There we go. Might have some flurries today. Could we maybe later maybe have enough to whiten the ground? Not so sure about that. Now, if you go west and northwest of us, again, I'm thinking especially my friends Elk County, they've got a winter weather advisory again because they're close enough to Lake Erie to get some of that lake effect snow that comes off the lake. So I've not been up to see my friends like St. Mary's and Ridgeway and so on. I'm going to guess their ground up there is white right now, and it's probably going to get a little whiter. Western New York, course, off Lake Erie, definitely getting way more snow than we're going to get. Still chilly and cold. Watch out if you're kind of out and about. I don't know, allegedly a possibility of ice on Sunday, maybe. I don't know. Probably going into later or going into early next week. Then we might see something. All right, so keep tabs on that. Keep tabs on your weather, especially if you are doing any kind of traveling today or this weekend. Hopefully you gave thanks, Thanksgiving yesterday. And of course, now it's Friday, so we now go back to sniping. Well, some people go back to sniping, all right? Try to avoid the sniping. All right, don't do that. Okay, stay way off social media, like way, way, way off social media.
Mm-hmm.
All right, don't go there. All right, that's like the kingdom of sniping. Holy fright. All right, so if you had some turkey yesterday, we did. I don't know where my wife got the turkey. It was a big one. Holy mackerel. Should have probably had this on Wednesday, but we'll have some fun today. Hopefully you don't have the packaging for the turkey. You probably threw that away. Maybe somewhere on the, you know, the wrap around the turkey. it said exactly where that turkey came from. All right, and so we're going to play our favorite game, Quiz the Iron Head. There are 50 states in the Union. Which is the state that leads the country in producing turkeys?
Everybody knows it's Nova Scotia. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. He's done it again.
Well, Canada.
Winner, chicken dinner.
Canada, no, turkey dinner. If I recall, Canada does have Thanksgiving, but it wasn't yesterday. I think they have their own version, I don't know, at some other point or some such
thing.
They
do everything weird.
All right, Nova Scotia.
They get it a little off on
Nova Scotia is not correct, okay? Try again.
I can't believe it. Germany. Germany's got to be the winner.
They have turkeys.
Winner, winner, duck dinner.
They have wild turkeys in Germany.
They got some wild turkey there.
Okay.
Pass that wild turkey. That's bringing back the Thanksgiving meal memories.
That's not what I was referring to. And I kind of stumbled into that
I don't know what you're talking about.
We'll give you one more try for an actual American state that leads in turkey production. I'll give you a hint. It is not Pennsylvania. It is not us.
Well, all right. That narrows it down to just one of the other 54. So let's go with... I have absolutely no idea.
Good guess. It's Minnesota.
Minnesota! That was going to be my
next guess. Minnesota raises, according to this, raises about 32 million turkeys every year. Woo! That's a lot.
Huh. See, I was thinking more like 31.5 million.
Nope, 32.
I'll be a
North Carolina, right behind them. A lot of turkey farms, apparently, in North Carolina.
Right behind them. They're like over to the right.
Yeah, it's a lot of the side.
South and, yeah.
Okay, you ate way too much turkey.
You
had wild turkey.
That is also.
Indiana has a lot of turkeys. Arkansas, Missouri. By the way, Pennsylvania is 8th on the list.
We're number 8.
All right.
We're number 8.
Just short of 8 million turkeys from the Keystone State. So maybe out of Pennsylvania turkey. I don't know where they come from. A lot of folks, of course, watched the Macy's Parade on TV yesterday morning.
We watched a good chunk of it.
Now, I wasn't in New York. Obviously, I was at home. It was pretty breezy. It still is at my house. And, of course, you got those giant balloons, which everybody loves.
Big balloons.
The giant balloons, you know, Bluey the balloon and, I don't know, SpongeBob the balloon. Snoopy the balloon. Now, of course, imagine being one of the people, you know, the balloon's held down by ropes. Imagine being one of the people on the ground and you have to navigate that thing through New York City streets and buildings, trying desperately not to, you know, hit a building or something like that. That's got to be a real challenge. I mean, it's a whole crew of people down on the ground trying to maneuver this giant balloon through city streets. That's got to be crazy. All right, somebody's probably done a story on that. Like, okay, what do you do on a windy day? And I think yesterday was a little bit of a windy day.
It was indeed.
In New York. So it's like, how do you navigate those things? That's crazy. You know, watch out for that. Okay, now you know what today is.
It's Friday!
More specific.
Black Friday!
You got that one right. All right, very good.
The penultimate day of the Penn State regular college football season.
Penultimate, whatever that means. Now, some of you are out and about this morning, and you really are shopping. I mean, is that still a thing?
Oh, it's a thing.
I'm just watching television this week and so on. There are at least, you know, some retailers that opened early. I remember one ad, I won't mention the retailer, we're open at 6 a.m. Friday. I'm like, okay, have a good time. It's like, that's a little early. I mean, do we still do it like the old days before online shopping showed up? I have to believe the answer is no. I mean, my drive into the studio this morning, there were very few vehicles out on the road. Now,
you think there were few this morning?
Well,
you should have been out and about at about 12:30 a.m. this morning.
What were you?
There were two cars in the entire trip from the Mount Nittany Medical Center to the west end of State College.
Oh, no.
There was nobody around.
Well, 12:30, I'm not surprised.
I was shocked. Yeah. I couldn't believe it.
Really?
The town was not buzzing the way you would have anticipated.
12,
two other vehicles.
12:30 in the morning.
Trip.
Okay.
Yep.
I don't think I want to.
Actually, I was a little surprised.
I don't want
to
know this story.
Anyway. I'm like, oh, it's a story.
Okay. We'll hear it later, I guess.
Yeah, probably.
So it's Black Friday. I mean, how, you know, some of you are just gigantic shoppers. And of course, in recent years, this is totally changed. All right, we've got Black Friday. You know this. Black Friday. Tomorrow, then, is Small Business Saturday. Whoever came up with that idea. As far as I know, Sunday isn't anything but Sunday. If there's a label for Sunday, maybe, you know, folks call in and let us know what it is. I'm not familiar with it. Monday, of course, is Cyber Monday. Why don't they have Cyber Sunday? All right, you can cyber anytime you want, right? And then Tuesday is Giving Tuesday. That's supposed to be a day you give to charities, so, you know, stuff like that. So, and I'm wondering if there's something for Wednesday. My guess is there is, but I don't know what it is. So we have this whole, you know, setup for, you know, allegedly shopping for Christmas. Now, my friend does not do this, okay? Most of you do this. When Christmas shopping season starts on the...
Yeah, we're less than a month away now from the start of the Christmas shopping season.
Yeah, the 23rd of December. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Well, according to the National Retail Federation, this five-day period starting today, so today, tomorrow, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, 187 million people will be shopping for something during that five-day stretch.
For me?
Boy, could be for you.
Oh, thanks, guys.
You
guys are the best. You
might,
didn't have to do that.
Might have a word with your wife or something
this
about
is
that.
Wonderful.
You know? Now, here's the thing. All right?
What's the thing?
You've seen the TV ads, probably radio ads, print ads, online ads, for this store, this store, this store, this store. First off,
actually, I didn't. Now, I did see it for that store,
yes.
But not this store.
Yeah, this
but
store.
But I saw it for that other store,
both
too.
Both of the stores, yeah. Yes. And, you know, some folks are still pitching the Door Busters.
Oh, baby!
It's like, could we get video evidence of somebody actually busting a door? All right, just that would be interesting. I mean, I can remember the days when fist fights broke out at stores from people rushing to get a deal.
I'm sorry about that. I got a little carried.
You did that? Oh, that's not good. I don't know. I don't hear much about those anymore because I'll
get the Cabbage Patch Kid.
Yeah. You think the Mad Turtle really wants one of those? Okay,
I don't know.
But are you really getting a deal? Now, I've wondered about this for a long time. What?
Am I ever?
You're getting a deal. All right.
What I do.
Are you actually getting a deal? I came across, apparently, the Washington Post had a story. I'm going to assume it's this week. Maybe it was before that. They had a reporter do a little digging. And so the reporter had a list of 50 items. Did he purchase all of these? He purchased at least some of these items earlier this year, and he purchased them online. He purchased them on Amazon. All right. So he had a list of 50 items that he either purchased or he noticed the price of the item, and this was 6 months ago. All right, 6 months ago, he purchased or came up with a list of these items. And apparently, he's been tracking the prices of those same items over the course of months. Now, not today, but Amazon, again, the online dealer, had some promotional day called Big Deal Days.
Oh, man, you missed it.
I missed it? Okay, that was back in October. Big Deal Days. Now, when you hear that, what do you think? You think, oh, man, I'm going to save money, blah, 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 blah.
95% off everything. That's what I'm thinking.
Maybe not that much.
Huh?
So it says here, Big Deal Days apparently was on October 8th. Okay. And so the reporter, you know, tracked, okay, 6 months ago, the price of these items was this. And then on Big Deal Days, He tracked the same item, I guess the same exact items. Okay, how much do they cost during big deal days? And he crunched the numbers.
Oh, boy.
If he had waited until big deal days, the reporter would have saved 0.6% of money.
There you go. He saved.
Yeah, okay. That's virtually zero. He said in his story, there were even items that were more expensive during big deal days than they were 6 months earlier.
Well, like, that's not a big deal.
Like regular, okay? So if you're hustling out to stores today, are you really getting a great deal? I'm not trying to rag on retail, but come on.
Seems like you're ragging on retail.
And I've heard of this. I saw a side story that, you know, the simple example is there's some item out there. Let's say it's $50. Like normally it's $50. All right, well, here comes Black Friday and this weekend and so on. And so you see that same item 20% off.
Baby.
The problem is the regular price now is $60.
Wait a second.
20% off $60 would make the price $50. But the advertised price, 20% off our price. Well, yeah, they raised the price $10 to $60.
Oh, no.
All right. I have to wonder how often some of these retailers, that's what they do. Now, you'd have to do some tracking on that, like this reporter that I kind of mentioned there. All right, you got to do some tracking. By the way, there are some apps out there which are supposed to be price tracking apps. Do a little web searching, and there's several of them. Well, there's probably more than several of them. And you can find one. That's the whole thing. You think, oh, doorbusters. Oh, my gosh, I'm going to save so much money. Are you sure? Or is it just all kind of hype? I've always wondered about that. And I came across this Washington Post story. I'm like, okay, yeah, that sounds about right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, by the way, if you are a parent, all right, Mr. Parent, you're a parent.
I am a parent.
This is something, well, this item may literally not even be on shelves because there's been controversy about this teddy bear with artificial intelligence. Oh, boy. Here we go. An AI teddy bear. Can you see where this is going? I've got a story here from, this is from several days ago. Let's see. The company is called Folo Toy, F-O-L-O Toy. Folo Toy's AI teddy bear. And the idea is, you know, the teddy bear, you can talk to the teddy bear, and he'll have friendly conversations with you until, now this is an AI, until you start asking the teddy bear certain questions, and the teddy bear starts spitting out answers like, excuse me? This happened with this AI teddy bear from this company.
Oh, boy.
AI-powered stuffed animals. Folks, please, please stay away. When I see toys and AI in the same sentence, I'm like, oh, boy. This company, by the way, is based in Singapore. The bear, let's see, what's it called? The Kuma bear, K-U-M-M-A, Kuma bear. $99 for the Kuma bear was billed as the ultimate friend for both kids and adults. I don't think so. I mean, he's a cute little bear. Powered by GPT-40, which is an AI thing. And it just the story just goes to, you know, some people were starting to ask the bear certain questions, and the bear...
Oh, no.
And the bear, of course, responded.
They wouldn't dare.
Folks, stay away, stay away, stay away, all right, from AI toys. We're not ready for that yet. We may never be ready for that. Yikes, don't do that. All right, here's an interesting story. All right, now, Penn State, obviously, on break. They come back on Monday. Students, you know, blah, blah, all that sort of thing. Came across this interesting story here just the other day. Let me pull this one up. Actually, this I've seen several versions of this sort of same story. This one's from the New York Post. The headline, high schoolers are swapping the Ivy League for another place, for another part of the country, thanks to sunshine and campus culture. Now, the other place, are you ready for this? The other place is the SEC.
Oh, boy.
So, apparently, high schoolers are saying, enough with the Ivy League, we're going south. Now, this is the New York Post, all right? They claim, I'm reading here, students from the Northeast are heading south in record numbers, drawn by universities where sunshine, football,
yeah,
and Greek life define campus life.
Hey, now.
All right, very interesting. The SEC apparently has become a hot item, not just for football and sports, but just for students. Statistics, between 2014 and 2023, SEC colleges saw a 91% increase in undergrad students from northeastern states. How about that? South Carolina, University of South Carolina, apparently is very popular. They are up 90% for undergrads from the Northeast during that period. Wow. That's a lot. Story says the largest pipelines, in other words, where are these kids coming from? Now, North Carolina is on the list. All right, that's close. New York, New Jersey, and, yes, Pennsylvania. Kids are heading south rather than go to Ivy League. Now, I'd be curious for sort of a Penn State version of this. Like, this is undergrads, and especially the northeastern part of the country. These kids are starting to turn their back on northeastern country, northeastern U.S. universities, and they're heading south either for warmth, sunshine. Now, it's interesting, Greek life is mentioned. So that would be like fraternities, sororities, and stuff like that. Very interesting. Is it possible that the... Okay, how do I put this? Is it possible the Ivy League is now toxic? And not just the Ivy League. There's the so-called Little Ivies. All right? Bucknell over in Lewisburg would be a Little Ivy. They're kind of like Ivy League, but they're not in the Ivy League. Is it possible that those schools have become toxic to the point where new students coming out of high school are like, I don't want to deal with that. All right? You know, the ideology and the culture. I mean, anti-Semitism is always thrown around out there and all that sort of stuff. That a lot of kids are not dumb, and their parents, and they're like, we don't want to deal with that anymore. Let's look elsewhere. Hey, down south they don't do that. And that's where they're going. That's very interesting.
So only the dumb ones are going to the Ivy League anymore. Those idiots.
Which doesn't quite jive, does it? But you do have to wonder. I mean, the numbers, 90% increase? That's, wow, that's gigantic. That speaks for itself. Now, Penn State is not Ivy League. And as far as I know, their incoming numbers are fine. They're doing okay or really good and so on. That's very interesting. I have to keep an eye on that. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we got a sports segment. I actually managed to watch all three NFL games.
Look at
yesterday,
you.
And the Ravens were dreadful.
Yes, they were.
What on earth happened to them last night?
They got beat badly.
How?
Bengals scored a lot more points.
Okay, well, that's the gimme, all right. So we got that, and then we'll have some open line time later for our tens of listeners. Guaranteed, we're going to talk some politics and newsy stuff, all right? Yeah, that football coaching job, yeah, that too. You're listening to Let's Talk here on 98.7 The Fox. We'll come right back.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7
The Fox.
It's time for another live action broadcast. Here's AJ Roberts.
It's AJ Roberts, and we are at the Giant location on the Benner Pike here in Bellefonte, just right off of I-99. Stop on by. We're going to be here all throughout the day and collecting non-perishable canned goods, to help the Faith Center in downtown Bellefonte. Faith Center is one of the participants helping folks in the Bellefonte area with food items during our kickoff of the Week of Giving here this week. Stop on by. We've got our big watermelon crate here, courtesy of Giant, and we are collecting the food items to help out with our friends at the Faith Center here in Bellefonte. Stop on by. We're going to be here till 5 o'clock today. You can also get signed up to win one of our great prizes that we're going to be giving away today. I'm A.J. Roberts. We're on location with Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
The Fox Sports Weekend
is your Sunday home for the National Football League. All of the big teams.
Spins into the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City.
Big names.
Burrow throws over the middle into coverage, and it is caught. Unbelievable.
It's the NFL. Sundays
on Central PA Sports Authority.
The Fox Sports Weekend. Sports Radio 98.7. The Fox.
Fox Sports.
Looking for something different? But you want something that's quick and affordable that won't set you back in the pocketbook? Then you need to head down to Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub right next to the Center County Courthouse on North Allegheny Street in downtown Bellefonte. They feature only the best pizza in town and also the finest selections from Robin Hood Brewing Company, University Wines, and Big Spring Liquors. Come celebrate Happy Hour in Happy Valley every Tuesday through Saturday from 4 to 6 at Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub in downtown Bellefonte.
Eating healthy is important for us and for our animals. The Center Hall Farm Store knows this. Local, fresh ingredients are put in all of our feeds. Expert care from people ingrained in our community. If you haven't been to the Center Hall Farm Store yet, do yourself and your animals a favor and stop on in at 110 Allison Street in Center Hall. See what a difference the local touch can make in providing real quality. And be sure to check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com.
Getting ready for tailgating or weekend? You need to stock up at the 64 Beer Store near Lamar. The 64 Beer Store has the coolest beer in the county. Over 400 selections, including IPAs, ciders, Oktoberfest beers, cocktails, and wines. The 64 Beer Store carries ready-to-drink cocktails. Conveniently located near Lamar on Nittany Valley Drive, just a half mile north from I-80 on Route 64. On the way from here to there. Stop in today.
This is Jim Galante from the Keystone Sports Network. For the best Penn State football analysis and commentary, join me, Dustin Hawkinsmith, T. Frank Carr, Andy Shea, and Jeff Byers every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 3 p.m. right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox and State College. We'll bring you game reviews, player evaluation, recruiting news, and plenty more on the Nittany Lions. That's Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 3 p.m. right here on Fox Sports 98.7 for the Keystone Kickoff Show.
It's Let's Talk here on a Friday morning. Jeff and Scott with you, and we'll have some open phone time coming up a bit later in the big show today. Let's take a check of sports. Of course, Penn State football getting ready for the regular season finale. The Nittany Lions will be at Rutgers, 3:30 kickoff tomorrow afternoon in Piscataway. Both the Nittany Lions and the Scarlet Knights are 5-6 on the season, and both are 2-6 in Big Ten contests this season. The winner, of course, becomes bowl eligible, and surrounding the Penn State football program is the ongoing speculation about who will be the next head coach. Growing sentiment seems to favor interim head coach Terry Smith, but we should soon find out who the next head coach of the Nittany Lions will be. But again, first things first, big game tomorrow afternoon, 3:30. The Nittany Lions and the Scarlet Knights. That game will be televised, by the way, on the Big Ten Network. The 25th-ranked Penn State women's volleyball team has a couple of road matches to wrap up the regular season schedule. a big one tonight as Penn State travels to number one ranked Nebraska. Nebraska has looked really, really good these last couple of months. Tonight's match will get underway at 6:30 and will also be televised on the Big Ten Network. Tomorrow night's match will also be on the Big Ten Network. That'll be a 7 o'clock match against Iowa. Tonight's match with Nebraska, again, will get underway at 6:30. That would be Eastern time.
Eastern time. Right.
Penn State riding a 3-match win streak into the matchup with Nebraska tonight. The fourth-ranked Penn State women's hockey team is ready to face 7th-ranked Northeastern in a big matchup of ranked teams, ranked in the top 7. Tonight's action, or today's action, will get underway at 3:30 this afternoon. That'll be at Matthews Arena, and then the two will face off tomorrow at 2 o'clock at Dorothy Talbot Skating Rink in Massachusetts. Again, that one will get underway at 2 tomorrow. Penn State will take on Northeastern at 3:30 today. Penn State trying to avoid its first loss of the season. Nittany Lions are 16-0 on the year. Northeastern comes in at 12-2 on the season. Nittany Lion basketball team is back in action tomorrow. Penn State will host Sacred Heart tomorrow evening. Tip-off at the Bryce Jordan Center will be at 6 o'clock. The Nittany Lions are 6-1 on the season. The Pioneers come in with a record of 2-4. Penn State has won its last 13 non-conference home games going into tomorrow's contest. Lady Lion basketball team back in action on Sunday. Penn State will host Yale in a 1 o'clock tip-off at Rec Hall. The Lady Lions are 5-1 on the season. Yale is 1-6 on the young season. Well, a busy day of football yesterday. The Cincinnati Bengals last night routed the Baltimore Ravens. 32-14 was your final. It was a thing of absolute beauty. Wonderfully done, dear Bengals, and thank you, dear Ravens. Joe Burrow threw for 261 yards and a couple of touchdowns, but the Bengals defense caused all kinds of problems for the Ravens offense. And, yeah, that was fun to watch. Unexpectedly.
Unless you're a Ravens fan. That was an ugly game.
Wow, that's what you get for being a Ravens fan, you knuckleheads. Dallas Cowboys yesterday, doggone it, looked good. 31-28, really good game with the Kansas City Chiefs. Cowboys holding off the Chiefs late to earn the victory. And, yeah, doggone it, Dallas is starting to look pretty darn good. They improved to 6-5-1 on the season. The Kansas City Chiefs, ladies and gentlemen, fall to 6-6 on the season. What do you think about that?
They're past their
prime. They may not make the playoffs.
They're past their prime.
They may not make
the playoffs. They've had a great stretch run, and maybe they're just past their prime.
The Green Bay Packers yesterday went into Detroit and beat the Lions. The Lions are starting to reel a bit. They're now 7-5, while Green Bay improves to 8-3-1 on the season. That is the game that kicked off the Thanksgiving Day triple header in the NFL. Jordan Love had himself a day, 18-30 for 234 yards and 4 touchdowns, and Micah Parsons looked pretty good, I will have to say.
That late sack, oh my gosh.
He did not have a bad game for the Packers. At the end of the day, it's starting to look like both Parsons and the Cowboys. One of those situations where, at least at the moment, it's looking like everything's worked out pretty good
both
for
sides
all parties.
Won, yeah.
And I'm not all that happy about it seeming to work out for the Cowboys part of that.
Sorry.
That's a little discouraging, to be perfectly honest with you. Maybe we could do something about that. The Pittsburgh Steelers will be returning to action. A late afternoon kickoff against those Buffalo Bills on Sunday. That'll be the 4:25 game on Sunday. And, yeah, we need the Steelers to take care of business there and regain a one-game lead over the Ravens ahead of the meeting between the two a week from Sunday in Baltimore. That'll be the first of the two meetings, and those two meetings looking like they will go a long, long way toward determining the winner of the AFC North here this season.
Is this a must-win Sunday?
No,
against the Bills.
Because you can lose it and then take over first place in the division sole possession if they win over the Ravens the following week. So, no, definitely not a must-win.
Given the four teams in
this
division.
But I would love to see it. It would be a helpful win. That is for darn sure.
I'm wondering if 8-9 might actually win the division this year.
It is
an 8-9
to have
record.
I feel that that is a possibility.
You know,
it is a possibility.
Now, could you know?
What it feels what, like.
Okay, Cincinnati won last night. Their record is it 4-8?
Four and eight.
I think
that might be right.
I was going to say, does Cincinnati have enough to actually? Burrow looked sharp last night, you know, getting off turf toe and so on.
Yeah.
He looked pretty good. Could the Bengals, if the Bengals won the rest of their games, all right? Now, if they're 4-8 and they won the rest of their games, that would make them 9-8. So, could that actually be enough to win the division? This division,
it's possible.
That's a crazy thought.
It is crazy.
I mean, you know, talk about a black and blue division is the AFC North. I mean, it's just looking ugly. All four. And come on, the Browns. Okay, move on. The Ravens just were dreadful last night. I mean, he's thinking, oh, my gosh, these guys are terrible. They just won 5 straight games. How did that happen?
Yeah.
I mean, they were bad. You know, Lamar Jackson's fumble earlier in the game at the 2-yard line, like, whoop, 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 and goes right into the arms of a Bengal.
That was
I'm
funny.
Thinking, what the heck is that?
That was so funny.
And then the dude who's scoring a touchdown, and right before he gets to the goal line, he fumbles the ball. And it gets fumbled out of bounds, so that's a touchback. I'm thinking, I can't believe this.
So funny.
I mean, the talk shows in Baltimore this morning have got to be, oh, I'd love to be listening to those. And, you know, for all the complaining I've heard about Mike Tomlin periodically, oh, he's no good anymore, he should move on, you know, blah, blah, blah. Are they saying the same stuff about John Harbaugh, head coach of the Ravens? I mean, some people have got to be saying this down in Baltimore or Maryland today. Like, what's up with Harbaugh? We should get rid of him.
Yeah.
And I don't like Jim Harbaugh. Never cared much for him. I like John Harbaugh.
What is wrong with
those two brothers are...
You're just sick.
They're opposites. All right? Now, maybe it was because Jim was at Michigan and then, you know, all the baloney and the cheating and whatever stuff there. I've always liked John Harbaugh.
What is the matter?
But in so many games, it's like, what the heck is going on here with these Ravens? They're supposed to be way better than this. Then you have last night's game. Oof. Crazy stuff. Go.
Like John Harbaugh. You're sick. Sick.
I like John Harbaugh.
Oh,
you know, I didn't say I like the Ravens. I like John Harbaugh. He's an straight-up guy.
I'm sorry if there are kids listening this morning, and you had to hear Scott Giese.
All right. Yep. Pin it on me,
profanity.
Baby.
Our apologies.
What else do we got here? Come on.
College football action yesterday. Yeah, there was a college game. Yeah. Navy went into Memphis, that's like in Tennessee and stuff, and pulled out a 28-17 victory.
Woohoo.
Way to go, middies. Busy day today on the college football front. Ole Miss will be at Mississippi State. I like to call that the Egg Bowl.
That's what they call it, yes.
And Mississippi could, in essence, lock up a playoff berth with a victory today. But there is a lot surrounding that Mississippi program. I don't know if you've heard. There's this fellow that coaches the Rebels, goes by the name of Lane Kiffin, and there seems to be a lot of interest from other schools, like LSU and Florida, in procuring his services for their football programs.
Hmm.
And supposedly we're going to get an announcement by tomorrow. Other games today, Nebraska, led by State High and Penn State grad Matt Rhule, will try to rebound from the beating at Beaver Stadium last Saturday. Nebraska will host Iowa today. That'll be a noon kickoff. Very interesting game there. Curious to see how both teams come out in that one. Kansas will be home with Utah, which struggled mightily to get past Kansas State last week. Now they'll try to complete the sweep of Kansas and see if they can work their way into a playoff berth here at the end of the season. Some other games today. Georgia will be at Georgia Tech. The Bulldogs right now sit at number 4 in the college football playoff rankings, so at the moment they would have the last bye week in the first round of the playoffs. That could obviously change if Georgia Tech pulls out the win today. Also, Indiana will be at Purdue. Tonight, it'll be Texas hosting Texas A&M.
Mm.
That is an intriguing game.
Yeah.
And Arizona State will be home with Arizona in a battle of ranked teams. That game does not kick off until 9 o'clock Eastern time.
I'll pass.
The game, Ohio State at Michigan, will be tomorrow at 12 noon. We'll have the game probably at least streaming would be a good option tomorrow.
We'll see.
For Michigan hosting Ohio State. But for whatever it's worth, we're going to try to carry the game anyway for you here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Other matchups include Texas Tech at West Virginia, Pitt hosting Miami. It'll be South Carolina entertaining Clemson. We will have, BYU is home with Central Florida. BYU, again, trying to work its way into the playoff picture here. Needs a little help, but probably with the win, BYU will ultimately get into the playoffs this season. Also, Oklahoma will be home with LSU. A big one out west. Oregon and Washington don't like each other. They will meet, the Huskies will host, the Ducks. That'll be a 3:30 game tomorrow afternoon, same time as the, Penn State Rutgers game. If you have one of those channel clickers
things,
you might want to click over and just check out.
Or if you get the multiple games.
Well, yeah, that would be the smart way to do it. Right. We're not that smart in our house. We have Vanderbilt at Tennessee tomorrow. Might you tune in and see the next head coach of the Nittany Lions if you watch that one, Vanderbilt at Tennessee? Maybe. Missouri will be at Arkansas. You're not going to be tuning in to see the next head coach of Penn State in that one. It'll be Minnesota entertaining Wisconsin tomorrow. We have Cincinnati at TCU. James Madison, according to Landon Tangwall, we're not going to see the next head coach of Penn State in that one. They'll be at Coastal Carolina tomorrow. Florida State is at Florida. Oregon State is at Washington State. Michigan State is home with Maryland. I like to call this game the Iron Bowl. This will be Auburn hosting Alabama.
Tomorrow.
That's tomorrow night. Oh. That'll be a 7:30 kickoff. Also tomorrow night, USC will host UCLA. Also tomorrow night, Northwestern at Illinois, North Carolina State hosting North Carolina. Boy, they sure do love them some Bill Belichick down there at Chapel Hill, don't they? SMU will be at California. Notre Dame will be at Stanford. And the big one, everybody will be staying up late for tomorrow night. Wyoming at Hawaii will kick off at 11 p.m. Eastern time tomorrow night.
Have fun with that.
I may need to go down and cover that one.
Yeah, at Hawaii.
I'll have to, I'll get
go down and cover
get my memo into station management once again. For some reason, I think they're misplacing a lot of my memos. I'm not hearing back on a lot of my wonderful suggestions.
Okay.
The Philadelphia Eagles are back in action today.
What?
NFL on Black Friday? Yes, the greedy NFL just can't lay its paws off anything. And so, yes, 3 o'clock kickoff today, the Eagles hosting the Bears, and we will have live coverage, again, probably streaming your best option, 987thefox.info, starting at 2:30. We'll have the Eagles hosting the Bears. Pittsburgh Penguins will be back in action at the Columbus Blue Jackets. That will be tonight. Penguins will also host the Maple Leafs. They're from, like, another country or something. That'll be tomorrow night. Penguins, by the way, on Thanksgiving Eve, got the big win. Stop that losing ways, and now that we're going to start this big win streak. You listening, Penguins? Big win streak, and with the second win in a row coming tonight, and then third, and then you just keep building on that. 4-2,
right,
though. The Penguins did beat the Sabres on Thanksgiving Eve. Philadelphia Flyers also got the Thanksgiving Eve victory. It was just a good night for Pennsylvania hockey on Wednesday. Flyers doubling up on the Panthers 4-2. Philadelphia will have an afternoon game today. That'll be a 4 o'clock face-off at the New York Islanders. And then tomorrow night, the Flyers will be at the Devils. By the way, the Penguins and Flyers will meet in Philadelphia on Monday night.
Ooh.
So by that time, so that'll be the 4th straight win for Pittsburgh.
Okay.
When they face the Flyers on Monday
night.
We
can only hope. Yeah.
Are you listening, dear Penguins? Yeah. I'm pleading with you here is what I'm doing. 76ers, as we turn to the NBA, will be back in action tonight. Philadelphia is at the Brooklyn Nets. That'll be a 7:30 tip. Sixers 9-8 now on the season, but the Nets are 3-14.
Ooh,
that's what we call not a good start.
No.
For the Nets so far this season. Be a game that you could take advantage of is the theory there.
Right.
For the Philadelphia 76ers.
Yes.
So you want to just go ahead and do that.
Thank you.
Here on Sports Radio, 98.7 The Fox today. After our show, we'll have the Dan Patrick Show, although I don't believe Dan Patrick will be on the Dan Patrick Show. But that'll be from 10 to noon. Joe Ludnowski and the Pennsylvania Sports Network will air live from noon to 2 today. And then we will have a little Fox Sports thrown in there for you from 2 to 2:30. And then we will have the I messed up. I forgot what I did to the schedule.
Oops.
Forget what I just said. I was just joking around. That would be a normal Friday schedule.
Okay.
What today's schedule actually is after this show, we have 1 hour of the Dan Patrick Show. Again, in large part because I don't think Dan Patrick is in today. So from 10 to 11, we will have the Dan Patrick Show. Then from 11 to noon, we will have Jim Galati and the Keystone Kickoff Show.
Yes.
That normally runs from 3 to 4, but today, 11 to noon for Jim Galati and the Keystone Kickoff Show. That show will re-air, by the way, tomorrow morning at its normal 7 to 8 slot on Saturday mornings. But then from noon to 2, I was honest when I told you about Joe Ludnowski and the Pennsylvania Sports Network, and then 2 to 2:30 is going to be Fox Sports, and then right at 2:30 we will head to the City of Brotherly Love as the Eagles take on the Chicago Bears today in NFL action. Again, our coverage at 2:30, the game getting underway at 3 o'clock. And we will have the Michigan-Ohio State game for you tomorrow as well. Take that!
All right, there we go.
That's your weekend in sports. Let's go, Penn State. Finish this thing off in style. And anytime you can get a beat down at Rutgers, that's just welcome.
That's expected. All right.
Yeah. But let's go ahead and do that and take care of business and then see how everything else falls.
All right. Let's take a break here.
All right.
All right. And we'll come back. We have open line time to end a week. Got some sportsy stuff, interesting notes. Got some newsy stuff. We'll talk about how the Republicans are stuck.
Oh, no.
They are stuck. They've got a problem. And we'll talk about that. And once again, we're trying to solve the country's problems.
It's what we do. It's who we are.
All right. We'll show the Republicans how to get unstuck.
Oh, that's awfully kind of us.
Yes, that's true. All right. You're listening to Let's Talk here on 98.7 The Fox. Get ready with your calls as well. We will come right back.
We don't just talk sports. The Fox. We live it. Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
It's time for another live-action broadcast. Here's A.J. Roberts.
Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox, as we are on location at the Giant grocery store here in Bellefonte. Manager Kevin Benage and his entire staff have opened up their store here to allow you to stop by and get some non-perishable food items to drop off to help make a difference for the Faith Center here in Bellefonte. You can either get a non-perishable food item, put it in the watermelon crate that's outside here, or you can also make a monetary donation, or you can drop off a gift card that would go to the Faith Center here in Bellefonte, where they will take those donations and utilize them to the best way possible to help our neighbors. Week of Giving going on now till 5 o'clock today with Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Be a part of the best event of the winter, Happy Valley Comic Con, February 28 and March 1 at Nittany Valley Sports Center. 100,000 square feet of fun with sci-fi and fantasy fans from across the region. If you're a vendor of anything looking to reach this energized audience, open space is currently available. Go to happyvalleycomiccon.com. Click on the Vendors tab for information. Reserve your space today and get ready for a weekend of action and profit. happyvalleycomiccon.com. Click on the Vendors tab. Happy Valley Comic Con, February 28 and March 1 at Nittany Valley Sports Center.
Join us for the Goon and Ironhead Show, Tuesday and Thursday afternoons from 2 to 4, right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Goon loves Philadelphia sports, I love Pittsburgh sports, we both love Penn State sports, and we both just like talking sports, and you never know where the discussion will take us. That's part of the fun. Join us for the good times, Tuesday and Thursday afternoon from 2 to 4, right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
You know, a hotel's just a hotel, but a house is a home. Decorated to perfection with pride, love, and attention to detail. That's what you'll experience when you stay at the Keller House. A delightful 1887 home in the village of Center Hall, Pennsylvania. The Keller House is not just a bed and breakfast. The moment you open the door, you'll be amazed at the historic, unique, cozy feel of this beautiful Victorian home. The Keller House is just minutes away from State College. So if you're going to the game, turn your trip into a mini vacation. The Keller House Bed and Breakfast. Oh, did I mention the delicious homemade cooked breakfasts? So good. Plus, you can choose from one of 5 themed bedrooms, each with its own bathroom and a central sitting room downstairs. Wireless high-speed internet is also provided. So, whether you're by yourself or bringing the whole family, the Keller House Bed and Breakfast in Center Hall will be your home away from home. KellerHouseBB.com. That's KellerHouseBB.com. 109 West Church Street, Center Hall.
Well, yes, the day after Thanksgiving. Now we can get into the Christmas spirit.
Okay, here we go.
Little Mannheim steamroller on this Black Friday as we roll into the Christmas season. Little hallelujah here. And the phone line is open and available for your use. at 814-954-7266, 814-954-7266, if you want to join the big show this morning.
All right, 4 weeks of Christmas music, Hallmark movies, you know, all those shows.
Oh, yeah.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, The Grinch, Charlie Brown, Christmas, you know, all this stuff. Get ready. Now, some people love this. Okay, great. Some people, it's like, I kind of lean more toward the, okay, whatever. Please just don't bury me in that stuff.
Yesterday, you know, kind of kicks off unofficially the you make that transition. You Macy's Day Parade. Tom the Turkey leading things off, and then
Santa Claus
right there at the end.
There he is.
Is the Rockettes. I got distracted. I'm sorry. Was there something after the Rockettes?
Yeah, Santa Claus.
Santa Claus actually closes out the parade. Boy, the Rockettes looked good, didn't they?
Woo-hoo.
I mean, the legs on those girls.
Yo.
Oh, baby. If that doesn't get you in the Christmas spirit, I don't know what will. But then there comes Santa Claus, and so you get into the Christmas spirit. And then at our house, or my in-law's house, so we had the parade. Then we had to watch the dog show. The way I look at this is a trade-off. We watch those two events so that I don't take guff the rest of the day for watching football, and then more football.
Oh,
and so it's kind of a trade-off. We watch the parade, and there's some entertaining things in there. The dog show, I will say, they have some awfully cute dogs out there. It was a Belgian sheepdog that won the best in show. We all kind of pick our own favorites. Tyrese Maxey, the point guard for the 76ers, was there and was kind of funny with the directions. I think he had a good time with it. It was fun. And then, you know, we got down to the business of football, and there's Micah Parsons making plays all over the place and just an absolute beast. And then he's eating the turducken. Tearing through it, baby, with his braces on. That was entertaining. Good game between the Chiefs and the Cowboys, even though it's one of those. I can't really root actively for the Chiefs anymore either. It's just I've had enough of them.
Yeah.
If you're not a Chiefs fan, respect them, obviously, and everything they've done. Kudos to Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes and all of that. Travis Kelce. Did you know, apparently he is dating, and now somebody has said he's engaged to this Taylor Swift woman.
Yes.
Have you heard about this?
Yeah, actually.
Well, I was tuning in yesterday,
and they
made mention of it. So the Cowboys, I will say I wasn't altogether sad about the Cowboys win. I wasn't certainly rooting for them.
Wow.
But it's one of those, like, well, if you're going to beat somebody, go ahead and beat the Chiefs. I'd just soon not have the Chiefs in the playoffs this year, all things considered. And I still think the Cowboys, they got a lot of work to do yet to be a playoff team. And even if they get there, it would be kind of fun to see the Cowboys lose in the playoffs. But the problem is, I think that's what I'm going to see my Steelers do if they get to the playoffs. So, you know, it becomes a whole circular thing. And then, man, what an entertaining night of football last night, although I just had to follow along on my app because we spent the good bit of the night at the hospital. Everything is okay is the short of that story. Everybody's okay, but we were up there for a little while at the ER last night.
Somebody allergic to turkey or something?
No, I was needed to get checked out, and everything is fine. Hopefully everybody's getting some rest still this morning, and we'll be able to move forward and enjoy the rest of the holiday weekend.
So Dad's going to go home and take a nap.
That is certainly the plan. We will see how that plan actually works out, but that is definitely the plan.
All right. All right, how about some college football notes?
Yeah, I love college football.
First off, now, not now. Not now. We're going to have to wait probably till the new year when the dust settles, you know, so to speak, season's over. I really do think some of these head coaches that have gotten these renewals or re-ups or whatever you want to call them with their contracts where they're now making millions more dollars, they need to, like, give back to State College. They need to give back to us.
Yeah,
for helping them get nice, big,
fat
raises.
About time you return the favor. Yes,
so,
indeed.
So if you missed it, Eli Drinkwitz is off the list for Penn State. Off the list. All right, so Bo Prabula is not making a comeback here, apparently. Blah, blah, blah. He re-upped. This was announced, what, a day, 2 days ago or yesterday or something?
I heard about it yesterday.
Yesterday, all right. Yeah. Interesting on a holiday.
Yeah.
And that he's staying at Missouri.
He's only going to make $10.75 million per season.
Per season.
For the next 6 years.
I mean, some of these buyouts are like, holy fright. But there's him, there's Cignetti. Let's see what happens with Lane Kiffin. Now, he was never really in the Penn State conversation.
I don't think.
Anyway, okay?
I don't think so.
But still, I mean, this whole shakeup stuff, I think, you know, come, I don't know, February or something, these coaches ought to, like, give back to State College for these nice, fat new contracts that they got that they probably wouldn't have gotten if James Franklin doesn't get fired last month. Come on. That's true. No. Is it going to happen? Probably not. But it should. All right? So just throwing that out there. Ohio State, Michigan tomorrow. Obviously, the game. You know, big game, blah, blah, blah. Ohio State's favored. Of course, they were favored last year in their own place, and that didn't work out. So it should be interesting. Now, I caught one clip. Apparently, always in the past, Ohio State, now we're talking the Ohio State side of things, okay? They would take the bus, they would load up buses and drive to Ann Arbor because it's not that far from Columbus to Ann Arbor. Apparently, this year, Ryan Day has decided, no, we're going to fly to Ann Arbor.
But here's the surprising part. They have rented out, because they're providing coaches, staff, everything else, 200 hot air balloons are going to be taking the Buckeyes. Did I see that right, or was that possibly a farcical story?
I think the latter.
That is possible that they were just...
Yeah, that... No.
I thought it was a little unusual
they're going to take
nothing but hot air balloons.
They're going to take an actual airplane.
That does make a little more sense.
Or maybe airplanes. I don't know. Now, again... Now, first off, to my knowledge, does Ann Arbor have an airport? They'd fly into Detroit, right? They must be flying into Detroit. There's no airport in Ann Arbor, is there? Because it's too close to Detroit.
I think there is.
Is there? Okay, well, I'm talking about an airport that bigger than State College Airport. All right, all the complaints we have, we can't get big planes in here, blah, 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 which is true. All right, we got to fly into Harrisburg. Okay.
We've always flown into Detroit, so.
It's Detroit.
I'm trying to look up if there is a. It wouldn't be.
Now, if you've ever taken a commuter flight out of here to, you know, Philadelphia is the one I'm thinking about. That's American Airlines. All right. A flight from here to Philadelphia, which is crazy because essentially it's and the flight's over.
There is Ann Arbor Municipal Airport, but yeah. It's
no, that's too small.
Yeah, 3,500-foot concrete runway.
No, too small. All right, so they're flying into Detroit.
Yes.
But again, they're going to fly to this game, which is going to be whoop, and that's it.
That's right.
All right, which is that a little insane? I think it's a little insane. Now, according to one story I saw, like, why are you doing this as opposed to just loading up buses and going like you always did?
Change things up.
According to Ryan Day, he wants to keep this week like every other week of preparation and travel.
Yep.
So in other words, we want to keep the same basic schedule that we have every week, even if the flight is whoop, whoop, and that's all there is. I mean, it wouldn't even be an hour, I don't think. It wouldn't even be an hour to fly between those two, Columbus to Detroit. Oh, okay, Coach Day, that's...
Probably right, yeah, probably right around.
That seems a little weird, but okay, if you want to do that. I think, now, you might know this. I'm not on the Penn State beat. Obviously, I'm just a fan, you know, blah, blah, blah. If I'm correct, all right, there's the stadium tunnel at Beaver Stadium. This is where the players come out onto the field. Everybody cheers, yay, and so on. I think still up on the ceiling, I guess it is, there's a big 1-0, 1-0. Which, of course, was always James Franklin's favorite gig. 1-0, 1-0, 1-0. I think that is still there. Do you know? I don't know. Do you, when you were over there?
I was not.
This big, giant 1-0. So, in other words, as the players are coming out of the tunnel onto the field, you see this 1-0. Now, at other, you know, other schools, they have something similar. Play like champions today. Which one is that? Is that Notre Dame or Michigan? I can't remember which one.
That's Notre Dame.
Play like champions today. And there's some, you know, other places have something similar. And I saw, where did I see? I saw in some story or something, and there's just this quick video clip of players, you know, leaving the tunnel, going out into the field, and you can just sort of see it at the top of the screen, 1-0. And I'm assuming that is still there. Gentle suggestion to Penn State Athletics, get rid of the 1-0. Lose it. All right, now, first off, there's no more games, all right? Well, they're starting to refurbish Beaver Stadium again. There's going to be that hockey game. Oh, I got tickets for that, and I can't wait.
Oh, baby.
Oh, I cannot wait. The end of January. It's going to be a blast. Please don't rain that day. Please don't. Snow, fine. Rain, no. Please no rain.
Replace 1-0 with 16-0.
No.
Let's go win a national championship and put together an undefeated season.
Here's what they should replace it with.
16-0.
No.
Huh?
16-0?
16-0, baby!
No. No. No, that's not
you
good.
You don't want to have an undefeated season?
Oh, I do.
Win the national
but
title?
No, no. All right. I was thinking about this yesterday, and I thought, yeah, I like this.
Oh, I think I know where you're going.
Really?
I think so.
You want to tell me?
Yep.
What?
It's three words. Make Ironhead proud. We're on the same wavelength, aren't we?
It's actually six.
Make Ironhead proud. And that you watch those guys go out and
no, that's not it.
Tenacity.
It's actually six words, not three words. And
make Ironhead very, very, very proud.
No, that's not
that's
it.
That's not it at all. Huh?
I mean, you can offer that up, but
I thought it would just inspire the boys. I'm
if it was the entrance to Rec Hall for a wrestling match, I think that would be great.
I don't even know that would really be the inspirational message.
So I think Penn State should get rid of the 1-0.
Yeah.
And I'm being, all right, he's having some fun. I'm being serious.
Yeah.
Okay. And I think in that same rather large space, what it should say is, in all caps, it should say, this game, and then underneath in smaller letters, is all that matters. This game is all that matters. All right? Big, bold font, very plain, very readable, so that when the players are coming out on the field, they look up and they realize, this game is all that matters. Would have been nice for them if, you know, for the Northwestern game, as the guys were going out, they had looked up and seen, this game is all that matters. I think that would be a good slogan to put on that wall section as the players are coming out onto the field. Please, it could be gone already. I don't know. Get rid of the 1-0. Just, can we bury that? Just get rid of it. All right? I'm being harsh.
I'll throw out another serious suggestion.
I'm being harsh. I never liked the 1-0 to begin with. I just never did.
How about believe deep down in your heart that you're destined to do great things? That is from one Joseph Vincent Paterno. And that is that encapsulates not just the game that day, but the belief that you should have in yourself, the confidence you should have in yourself as you go about your daily work. I wouldn't mind seeing that put above.
Well, I
believe deep down in your heart that you're destined to do great things.
The only thing I don't like about that, it's a little wordy.
That's not that wordy.
It's a little wordy.
That's not that wordy. All right.
But either way, change it. Now, maybe, you know, like I said, the stadium's now closed. They're starting their reconstruction, furbishing, whatever. Maybe they've done it already. But just the 1-0, if it's still there, just please, just get rid of it. Just lose it. All right? Time to move on. Time to move on. Actually, it is time to move on. We got to take a break. All right.
Three-word suggestion.
Yes.
Whoop their asses. Hey, let's go, boys. Whoop them.
Poor wordage. I don't think so. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. Now, if you have a suggestion, keep it clean. If you have a suggestion, feel free to call it in, all right? And lots more to talk about here on a Friday as the sun is trying to poke through here. Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. We'll come right back.
Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Fox Sports.
It's time for another live-action broadcast. Here's A.J. Roberts.
It's A.J. Roberts, and we are at the Giant location on the Benner Pike here in Bellefonte, just right off of I-99 at exit 78B. Stop on by. We're going to be here all throughout the day and collecting non-perishable canned goods to help the Faith Center in downtown Bellefonte. Faith Center is one of the participants helping folks in the Bellefonte area with food items during our kickoff of the Week of Giving here this week. Stop on by. We're going to be here till 5:00 today. You can also get signed up to win one of our great prizes that we're going to be giving away today, whether it be PA lottery tickets or a giant gift card, or you can also get signed up to win the Remington 700 rifle from Jordan Firearms. I'm AJ Roberts. We're on location with Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Eating healthy is important for us and for our animals. The Center Hall Farm Store knows this. Local, fresh ingredients are put in all of our feeds. Expert care from people ingrained in our community. If you haven't been to the Center Hall Farm Store yet, do yourself and your animals a favor and stop on in at 110 Allison Street in Center Hall. See what a difference the local touch can make in providing real quality. And be sure to check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com.
Looking for something different? But you want something that's quick and affordable that won't set you back in the pocketbook? Then you need to head down to Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub right next to the Center County Courthouse on North Allegheny Street in downtown Bellefonte. They feature only the best pizza in town and also the finest selections from Robin Hood Brewing Company, University Wines, and Big Spring Liquors. Come celebrate Happy Hour in Happy Valley every Tuesday through Saturday from 4 to 6 at Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub in downtown Bellefonte.
Getting ready for tailgating or weekend? You need to stock up at the 64 Beer Store near Lamar. The 64 Beer Store has the coldest beer in the county. Over 400 selections, including IPAs, ciders, Oktoberfest beers, cocktails, and wines.
The 64 Beer Store carries ready-to-drink cocktails.
Conveniently located near Lamar on Nittany Valley Drive, just a half mile north from I-80 on Route 64. On the way from here to there. Stop in today.
Your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
98.7 The Fox State College.
Hey, jingity jing. It's Dominic the Donkey, jingity-jing, the Italian Christmas donkey. La, 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 la,
Christmas classics, ladies and gentlemen. For some reason, asses was on my mind going into that last break.
The cutest little donkey, you'll never see him kick.
Oh,
when Santa visits his paisans with Dominic, he'll be. Because the reindeer cannot climb the hills of Italy. Hey, jingity-jing, it's Dominic the donkey, jingity-jing.
Officially underway with the Christmas holiday season on this Black Friday. Phone line is open, 814-954-7266, if you wish to join the big show today.
Folks, you won't get stuff like this on any other radio station.
No, no, you will not.
All right, you are such a lucky listener here. If you're either at home or at work or you're out shopping, all right, because it's Black Friday and you have to go shopping, okay, you are so fortunate. See, the cool thing about streaming is you do it through your phone and you can go into the stores as you're shopping and you can keep listening. How about that? All right. That's one of the great things about streaming. You can listen anywhere, anytime. So keep on listening. Okay. I can't wait to see what our next break song
is going to be.
814-954-7266 as we thankfully wrap up a week.
Now, some of you may think that some of these signs and stuff that we're suggesting, they're a little corny. But the corniest game of the year is today, undoubtedly, in Iowa, where you have the Hawkeyes in corn country hosting the Corn Huskers. Or actually, I think it's the other way around. I think Iowa's at Nebraska. Yeah. But that is the corniest game of the season.
The game's at Nebraska. Afternoon.
Yes, in Lincoln. Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
It's Meeting Guy.
Good morning, Meeting Guy.
You sound a little thick in the throat there, Meeting Guy.
Just a little bit there for a second. I cleared it.
So. Yeah, all good.
Okay.
So, last time, I know one of the times I called in, you know, I said how Terry wasn't the right guy. I'm all aboard the Terry train.
Oh, look at this. Wow.
So, it doesn't really have anything to do with emotion for me. I think the two main things at this point for me is what he's done with this team in essentially 2 to 3 weeks.
Yep.
He got to play, and now this team is playing like it should have all been playing all along.
Yeah.
And for whatever reason, James couldn't or wouldn't do some of that stuff. And so the guy's a heck of a ball coach. That's what it comes down to, and a leader. And so that's it for me. I think pair him with a really good general manager and let the guy cook. So the other thing is, you know, for all intents and purposes of what I've heard is James had kind of, and understandably when he came in 2014, but had alienated the old Letterman base, and Terry's reuniting that, and I think it's going to unlock money, and money talks.
I agree with you, and it's a part of why I was in agreement that Terry should get an interview, but I was also not really thinking of him as a serious candidate. But a couple of things have changed for me, and I'm with you now, and I think there's a growing number of Penn Staters that are on the Terry train, and I don't think it's just emotion. And one of the things for me is I agree with you. I think one of the things that Pat Kraft needs to be looking at is, as all athletic directors do in this day and age, is, man, we've got to unlock every potential dollar we can to keep this thing moving forward. It is now more than ever. I mean, it's always been a big business, but it's a bigger business now than ever before. And, yeah, I think financially, you talk about uniting, again, the new money, if you will, the folks that just came in with James Franklin and like, all right, well, we want to be part of this, but man, we worry about, you know, we don't necessarily want to touch the scandal or anything with that. Well, we're far enough away, and I think Terry Smith is, while definitely tying in that group, I don't think he's going to be off-putting to any of that new money. And I agree with you. I think Penn State has a chance here to really unlock some of that old-school money, the folks that I think Penn State is underestimating how many people have been sitting there saying, yeah, I'm not giving until you recognize Joe Paterno and understand what he contributed, not just to the football program, but to the university. And I think there's a substantial amount of money out there with folks that are waiting and want to jump back on board, and they're like, yeah, I don't know why Penn State won't let us. And Penn State hasn't let them. And this would allow them to jump back on board.
I follow Landon Tangwell a lot. And, I mean, he has said that basically, unless you're on the All-American board, all imagery of any player or coach prior to that are not in the Lash building. So, at all, any longer. So, I also think this could be basically a win-win solution for Pat in that if he hires Terry and Terry wins, he's going to look like a genius. If he hires Terry and Terry doesn't win, he's going to get to say, yeah, well, I went your way. Now it's time to go my way. If he hires outside, if the guy, whoever it is, doesn't win, Pat's had his last job at any power, conference. So, last thing I'll say, because you'll remember I'm a Green Bay Packer fan, so I'm very happy. Today I will be rooting vigorously for the Birds.
Oh, there you go. Oh, yes,
well,
indeed.
Yes, you would. Yeah.
I need them to take down the Bears.
So. I love it.
No, the Steelers couldn't do it last weekend.
Yeah,
so.
They could not.
All right, there we go.
We tried to help you out, and we failed miserably.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
No, very good.
Have
appreciate
a good day.
The phone call and the perspective, and enjoy the rest of the weekend.
Thank you.
Phone line once again now open at 814-954-7266.
The Terry Train. Is that an official term?
And listen, yes, I think that is officially now a term. Now, I will say, I do think there needs to be that connection to history. I think it's important just to, in part, to understand that you're part of something much bigger than you, and that there is a legacy, a tradition, a history that you're looking to uphold. To me, that stuff is important. Maybe it's not as important to kids of today, but I think it ought to be something that is emphasized across the board. Now, that being said, I will say, I did notice, I was up in the wrestling room the other week, and in fairness, you say about James Franklin and, not a lot of recognition there. I noticed Penn State Wrestling has not recognized, with the exception of the 1953 team, they have not recognized, it's like there were no national championships for the team until Cale Sanderson arrived, and they glorify these 12 championships that Cale has, and with the exception of the 1953 national championship team, there's no recognition of any other national championship team here with Penn State Wrestling throughout all of those decades. So, everybody has their own little nuance, I guess we would say, within their programs and what they like to show off.
You're talking about team championships.
That is correct.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. None of the team championships, with the exception of 1953, are on display except for the 12 that Cale and his teams have won since he came in.
Well, how many were there between 1953 and that?
Well, there wasn't any. Oh yeah, I think that's probably why. Never mind.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Never mind.
I think I see where this is going. Anyway, oh boy, emotion and reason. Later on, we'll talk about politics. Emotion and reason. And I normally lean in the direction of reason. No, not nor. I almost always lean in the direction of reason rather than, I feel and I rant and rave and tote sign, you know, all that stuff that we've talked about in the past. And again, James Franklin's a good man. He's a good man. Never met him personally. Well, actually, that's not true. He showed up at my daughter's wedding, but I didn't really meet him that night. I kind of looked at him from afar like, why is the Penn State football coach at my daughter's wedding?
No.
All right. He kind of stumbled in. He was going somewhere else that night, and he stumbled into our wedding reception. Like, there he is. Like, okay, where'd he come from? But, I've just mentioned.
And he was welcome. See, when I stumble into wedding receptions, people are like, get this guy out of here!
Yeah, he actually, oh, there he is.
It's kind of upsetting. You know? He gets welcomed in. I'm like, I just am looking for one more free drink. Get him out of here!
No. He's a good man, but all the complaints that we had for years about, you know, clock management and 2 minutes and game decisions and so on. Come on. If you're a longtime fan, we complained about that for years. Now, he was still a good man. He's still a great recruiter. Between now and next week, he's probably going to flip some more former now Penn State recruits over to his new team.
I think we're at four.
Virginia Tech. It's up to four now?
I believe that's correct.
All right. I'm sure it'll be probably more than four. Which is great. I mean, he clearly hit.
Well, that's not great.
Well, great for him. All right. How do you describe? He hits a nerve. He tugs on the heartstrings. You know, blah blah, all that stuff that players like, moms like. All right, you're going to take care of my son. Okay, fine. And that's all great. Let's see how Virginia Tech plays on the field next year, 2, 3, 5 years from now. We'll see how that goes. If the past is a guide, Virginia Tech fans, let's see what you've inherited. Okay? And just, I've complained. This is just me. You know, I'm not a rah-rah guy. All the hype, all the rah-rah. I'm not a rah-rah guy. What I am, I'm a guy that between the lines, you get the plays done, you win games. All of them. Like the big ones. All right, you're not keep coming up short. Come all the things we complained about for years and years and years. Terry Smith has turned things around. It's it now. Social media being what it is, people are very subjective on social media. They are. Come on, but I've seen a lot of stuff on social media just sort of this week. Well, let's compare statistics when Franklin was the coach, and let's compare statistics when Terry Smith is the coach. Well, guess what? The numbers for when Terry Smith is the coach are better. All right? Catron Allen's numbers are better. Nick Singleton's numbers are better. The wide receiver's numbers are better. They're better. All right? Now, you could say, well, who did they play? Yeah, okay, that always gets brought up. Like I said, I think Penn State's going to bury Rutgers tomorrow. I think they're going to bury him.
You bring up several individuals. I will point out, however, in fairness, since Terry Smith has taken over as head coach, Drew Aller has not thrown a single completion. Not a single one. Your starting quarterback over five games, Scott, he hasn't completed a single pass. But now, you tell me. I know, folks are debating just how good Aller is. Not a single pass completed from your starting quarterback in 5 weeks since Terry Smith took over. Come on, man.
And
you guys are asking for Terry Smith to be the permanent head coach.
You desperately need a nap.
I really do.
Actually, both your hosts desperately need a nap for different reasons. But Aller's been on the sideline. They always have. There he is. I guess he's not on his little scooter anymore. He just has a boot where he had that ankle injury. Let's see if you agree with this. Okay, assuming Drew heals up just fine, rehabs and all that sort of thing, I still think he's a first round NFL draft choice come April.
I think with his, yes, I think with the combine numbers that my guess would be yes. If not first, then early second. In part, there are a bunch of NFL teams, with the exception of, you know, depending on how much you believe in some individuals, there's probably 8 to 12 teams that feel like they're not looking for the franchise quarterback for the next decade plus. And I think Drew Aller will test, if he's healthy, very, very well. And, yeah, I mean, he has the tangibles that you're looking for. He's a big, solid kid. From everything we hear, anyway, is a team-first guy, puts in his time in the film room and is coachable. All of those things that you're looking for. And so, yeah, do I think there's an NFL team, or more likely NFL teams, that are like, oh, yeah, we get them with our guys, and we're going to be able to tap this potential and make it work. This is a guy that could be, again, I think there will be several teams that will look at him as a potential franchise quarterback. So, yeah, it would not shock me at all. I would lean toward, more likely than not, that he'd be a first-round
pick. Round.
Yeah.
I think he's going to be, again, assuming he's healthy and all that sort of stuff, first round. I mean, you look back a few weeks ago, I mean, he tried to put the team on his shoulders and carry it. He did it in the fourth quarter at Oregon, or against Oregon. He did it at times in the UCLA debacle. He tried in the Northwestern game. The player that he got hurt on, he's rolling out like, I got to do something. How many times over the period of several weeks did he probably have that thought? I got to do something. Unfortunately, that time he got caught in a bad tackle, and that was it.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess I'm wondering why Terry Smith has not already been announced as the head coach. I'm not sure what Pat Kraft is waiting for. Is he waiting for tomorrow's game? Wants to see what happens tomorrow? And then maybe on Sunday they spill the beans? Or Monday or something like that?
Wouldn't
I don't know.
Wouldn't be the most unreasonable thing if that is. I mean, if they go out, and I'm not anticipating it, but I mean, the last thing you would want, if you're Pat Kraft, like I can understand the let's just wait and make sure type of thing. Because if they go out, if you make the announcement, let's say today, hey, Terry Smith is our permanent long-term head coach, and the team goes out and loses 31-7 at Rutgers tomorrow,
the
fan base is going to be like, wait, what?
Okay,
what
all
what?
Right.
So And again, I think just the opposite would happen. I think if they made the announcement today, even more so. But I think this team is going to be dialed in regardless. But again, not unreasonable to let's just wait and see that this thing looks again like we think it looks like. Maybe put some finishing touches. And listen, if you're going into that locker room and if you're Terry Smith and Pat Kraft and you're wanting to have a good bowl appearance, trying to get more guys to buy in, you come into that locker room after the game, and Pat Kraft comes over and says, hey, fellas, I just want to let you know one more thing. Anybody that sticks around for the bowl game, you're going to be playing for the new head coach permanently at Penn State, Terry Smith.
Okay.
And maybe at least a couple of players like, well, yeah, I want to be part of that. I don't know. Just a thought.
We'll take a break in a moment. Actually, that's a thought, and it won't be just be Penn State. We see this every year now. Players are like, or they're senior players, and they're like, well, no, actually, you don't even have to be a senior anymore.
Not anymore.
It's like, I'm going to go for the draft in the spring. I don't want to take any chances. I'm not playing.
Yep.
I will be curious to see, first off, they got to win tomorrow. That's important. And they'll get a bowl berth someplace, and Coach Smith has already mentioned bowl game. He's mentioned it in an interview clip.
He wants it.
So he wants it and they want it. All right, clearly. But how many guys that are looking at the draft in the spring, or maybe even guys like, you know what, I'm going to do the transfer portal. I don't think I want to play on a bowl game because I know I'm doing the transfer portal in January. How many guys are going to back out? That will be very interesting. Watch that. Maybe over the next, a couple of weeks, I suppose. Watch that. That'll be very curious. All right, let's take a break here.
All right, let's do that.
Let's talk here on 98.7 The Fox to wrap up a holiday week. Oh, we have more to talk about. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7
The Fox.
It's time for another live action broadcast. Here's AJ Roberts.
It's A.J. Roberts, and we are at the Giant location on the Venter Pike here in Bellefonte, just right off of I-99. Stop on by. We're going to be here all throughout the day and collecting non-perishable canned goods to help the Faith Center in downtown Bellefonte. Faith Center is one of the participants helping folks in the Bellefonte area with food items during our kickoff of the Week of Giving here this week. Stop on by. We've got our big watermelon crate here, courtesy of Giant, and we are collecting the food items to help out with our friends at the Faith Center here in Bellefonte. Stop on by. We're going to be here till 5 o'clock today. You can also get signed up to win one of our great prizes that we're going to be giving away today. I'm AJ Roberts. We're on location with Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Harlan here from Monday Night Football on Westwood One. Join us all season long for primetime action on the road to the playoffs and Super Bowl 60. Each week, Hall of Fame quarterback Kurt Warner and I will have the call of great matchups, along with Mike Golick, senior and junior, in the studio. Don't miss out on the great NFL tradition that is Monday Night Football.
Catch all the action all season long. Sports Radio 98.7, The Fox. Looking for something different? But you want something that's quick and affordable that won't set you back in the pocketbook? Then you need to head down to Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub, right next to the Center County Courthouse on North Allegheny Street in downtown Bellefonte. They feature only the best pizza in town and also the finest selections from Robin Hood Brewing Company, University Wines, and Big Spring Liquors. Come celebrate happy hour in Happy Valley every Tuesday through Saturday from 4 to 6 at Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub in downtown Bellefonte.
Getting ready for tailgating or weekend? You need to stock up at the 64 Beer Store near Lamar. The 64 Beer Store has the coldest beer in the county. Over 400 selections, including IPAs, ciders, Oktoberfest beers, cocktails, and wines.
The 64 Beer Store carries ready-to-drink cocktails.
Conveniently located near Lamar on Nittany Valley Drive, just a half mile north from I-80 on Route 64. On the way from here to there. Stop in today.
Everybody does love Leroy the Redneck Reindeer as we are officially into the Christmas holiday season and spirit here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. It's Let's Talk, Jeff and Scott with you. The phone line is open and available for your use at 814-954-7266.
It's an interesting playlist you have here.
Oh, it is.
I can't wait. Folks, tune in next
week. Oh, wait till you see what we got coming up next.
Tune in next week. Who knows what we're going to play? Oh, my gosh. All right, let's see. Gosh, we don't have much time left. Come on, we got to do something newsy. All right, time to do something newsy. Oh, come on.
You stink.
All right, next couple of weeks are going to be interesting for sports. Next couple of weeks going to be interesting for news, all right? And, of course, media outlets being who they are, steering in different directions. New York Times had a story on Wednesday. Did you see this one?
What was the story? I don't think I saw it.
I kind of checked out. I didn't get past the headline.
Yeah.
All right? The headline was, "Shorter Days, Signs of Fatigue, Trump Faces Realities of Aging in Office." Oh, for God.
There you go.
Okay. New York Times. Why am I not surprised? First off, where was this story a couple years ago with the former occupant? I never saw any of those stories about Joe Biden and aging in office. Oh, he was doing great.
Well, there were stories to tell there.
I mean, it's so easy to point this out, like, okay, New York Times, where was the story like 2 years ago? All right, did you overlook it? The rest of us, a lot of us didn't overlook it. Hello?
We had the sharp, spry Joe Biden in office. Why? There was really no story to tell there.
Yeah, a stiff gust of wind again would knock the guy over.
Huh?
It's like, and then the New York Times comes out. And first off, I mean, it's ridiculous. Now, if you follow any whatever news channel you watch, if it's CNN, Fox, MS Now. I got to get used to the new label or something. Uh-huh. The majors, ABC, NBC, CBS, you know, any of them, News Nation, whatever, any of them, they have coverage of Donald Trump saying this or that or doing this and that and so on. And it's always with clips of Trump answering reporters' questions. Because, A, the guy loves to talk, all right? B, he's not that bad at it. Now, you may not agree with what he says. I'm just talking about the talking part. He's constantly interviewing. He's interviewing at the White House. He's interviewing on Air Force One. He's interviewing wherever he ends up going, you know, another country or something like that. He's constantly answering people's questions. Does that sound like somebody who's shorter days, signs of fatigue? Now, I did see one picture of Trump. I assume it's a legitimate picture. It wasn't doctored by somebody, where he looks a little old and tired. All right, and this was, I don't know, a week ago or the other day or whenever that was. If he was coming off Air Force One or coming off Marine One, or he was someplace, and he looked a bit. It was apparently a cold day. He's got a big coat on. And he looked kind of old and tired. Well, for a 79-year-old guy, I would expect that.
I saw a picture of me the other day, and I looked cold and tired. So,
you know,
but I don't understand what happened.
And
there.
So people, you know, and this one story, it had this picture of him. He's looking kind of old and tired, wearing a big winter coat and so on. But then you go a little further. Okay, here he's answering questions in Air Force One. Here he's answering questions in the Oval Office. Here he's meeting with Zohran Mamdani, that guy, you know, the other day, the mayor-elect of New York City. Here he's talking about this issue. Here he's talking about that issue. Does that sound like a guy who's old and tired? Not to me. Now, how many times did Joe Biden do that in his 4 years? Virtually never. And so, come on, New York Times, you can do better than this. All right? Just this insinuation, okay, he's getting old now. Well, A, yeah, but B, night and day from the previous guy.
Yeah.
So what the heck? You're still doing it, New York Times. Why? Come on, balanced reporting. There's that crazy word, balanced reporting. Now, having said all that, Republicans are stuck. They are stuck.
Yeah?
These next 2 weeks are going to be very interesting for them. And a lot of you are going to be watching this because it affects you. We're talking about health care and funding and paying, you know, for your health insurance and stuff. Republicans are stuck. When they passed the bill or the law recently to end the government shutdown, over on the Senate side, they said, okay, look, we'll have a vote about the Obamacare subsidies. Will do it probably sometime in mid-December. All right? And right with that, and again, politics is, it's fascinating and frustrating all at the same time. At that point, health care went from being a Democrat problem to being a Republican problem. Okay? Now, I know that they're Republican, you know, bigwigs, you know, politicos and so on. They've hated Obamacare. I didn't like Obamacare because it's made the problem worse. I think way worse even than it was before. It's made it worse. Well, okay. Well, then what's your solution? Right now, the Republicans, frankly, don't have a solution. And they're not going to suddenly come up with one in the next 2 weeks. Now, Trump's come out recently, wow, we should send payments directly to people rather than insurance companies. Okay, that's not a solution. It isn't. It's a government Band-Aid, which is essentially what Obamacare was. Big, fat Band-Aid. Didn't solve the problem.
I have the solution.
You good. Well, I've got one, but go ahead.
Well, mine is, let's just not have any more accidents and not have anybody get sick.
Well,
and then there's really no need for healthcare.
Well, okay, but the problem is, so you would get rid of healthcare. There would be no
There's going to be no need. Everybody will be healthy and happy all of the time, physically and mentally healthy. Let's just make that happen. Don't get into accidents. Don't accidentally, cut yourself while paring potatoes at the kitchen sink, for example. We don't want to do that. I think we should ban kidney stones, outlaw cancer.
Oh, I'm all for that.
Outlaw cancer. Get rid of... I say let's start with the small stuff. Forbid common colds. No more common colds.
Forbid.
We're not going to allow them. Not in our United States of America. Who's with me?
Can you get rid of Can you get rid of COVID while you're at it?
Yeah, that'd be good.
Okay.
No more COVID.
Right.
You're out of here, COVID.
All right, here we go. RFK Jr., ladies and gentlemen.
Up signs prohibiting this stuff.
RFK Jr., ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
There we go. Okay.
Carry on.
Solve the problem.
Be healthy. No accidents. Thank you.
I mentioned this, a week or two ago? Actually, when Congressman Thompson joined us, whenever that was, last week or whenever that was, I even printed out the plan. Remember,
I handed it to him. You literally handed it
to him. And I think the congressman looked at me like, okay, what's this? I'm like, just read it over. My plan was, okay, let's extend Obamacare subsidies for another 2 years. And there are some other people now since then, that's what they've been saying. Have you noticed this? Hakeem Jeffries, when the shutdown was still being argued about, he came out, remember he said, well, let's extend for 1 year. I'm like, no. All right. Then as somebody else, let's extend for 3 years. Well, what's 3 years from now?
That's even worse.
Yeah, the next presidential election. Oh, that's perfect timing on purpose. No, 2 years. Let's extend for 2 years, but in those 2 years, we start to just essentially redesign healthcare in this country so that prices actually come down. I have an example, which I'll save this one for next week. I have a personal example on why this system we have right now is so ridiculous and so nuts, and as this can't continue. It can't. So I'll because we're starting to run low on time here. I'll save that for maybe open time next week. I've got an example right in your face. And for those of you that have had or have needed health care recently, doctor's office or, emergency room or hospital or whatever, you're all going to be nodding your heads like, yep. I don't care if you're Republican, Democrat, red, blue, up, down, whatever, we're all, yep. Now, the question is, are you really interested in solving the problem, or are you just interested in helping your party ideology and propping up things that aren't working? Democrats, all right, yes, I'm talking to you. Obamacare was a bust. I swear, this is where we go to my favorite theme park, Conspiracy Theory Land.
Oh boy.
What a great place to go. Free entry, and people get in there and they go wild, okay? I really do believe Obamacare was a long-term setup to crash the system so that we have single-payer federal government health care. In other words, the whole system just implodes because it can't hold up anymore. And in come, politicians on white horses. Hey, we'll save the day. Medicare for all. Bernie Sanders comes waltzing in. Blah, blah, blah. I really do think Obamacare was a long-term plan to collapse the system in favor of single-payer federal government health care, which would be an unmitigated disaster if that actually happened. Now, that's one man's opinion. I really do believe that. I think Obamacare was a long-term thing. He realized, okay, I can't do this in like 2 or 3 years, but maybe over the span of 10, 15, 20 years, it's all going to fall apart. We're going to ride to the rescue. Americans are going to love us for giving them health care, and we're going to screw them up one side and down the other.
Ooh.
All right, that's a bit harsh. But that seems to be where we've been headed for quite a while now. If you've gotten one of those bills, all right, you're one of those affected folks, you get penny, all right, the Pennsylvania system, whatever it is, and you've gotten a bill recently, as my family has, here's what your health insurance is going to be next year. And when we pick ourselves up off the floor, it's like, how much? Who? What? I mean, my wife and I have been like looking around like, okay, there's got to be some alternatives here. The alternatives aren't great. Let's see what happens in the next. Something has to happen in the next 2 weeks. And I really do think they're going to extend the Obamacare subsidies. Now, when they do, the Democrats in D.C., yay, we won! That's what they're going to say. We won! Well, maybe they won, we lose. Because it doesn't solve the problem. We need to solve the problem. You're not going to do that. Did you hear that? You're not going to do that in a snap.
Not like that.
It's going to take some time, like 2 years. We could do this in 2 years. The question is, do people in D.C. have the courage to do it in 2 years? Congressman, are you
listening? Heck no.
Congressman, are you listening? Just a thought. Got to take a break. Let's talk here on 98.7 The Fox. We've got one more interesting segment.
Oh.
What music are we going to play this time?
Let's find out.
All right, we'll be right back.
We don't just talk sports. We live it. Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
It's time for another live action broadcast. Here's A.J. Roberts.
Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox, as we are on location at the Giant grocery store here in Bellefonte. Manager Kevin Benage and his entire staff have opened up their store here to allow you to stop by and get some non-perishable food items to drop off to help make a difference for the Faith Center here in Bellefonte. You can either get a non-perishable food item, put it in the watermelon crate that's outside here, or you can also make a monetary donation, or you can drop off a gift card that would go to the Faith Center here in Bellefonte, where they will take those donations and utilize them to the best way possible to help our neighbors. Week of Giving going on now till 5 o'clock today with Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Join us for the Goon and Ironhead Show, Tuesday and Thursday afternoons from 2 to 4, right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Goon loves Philadelphia sports. I love Pittsburgh sports. We both love Penn State sports, and we both just like talking sports, and you never know where the discussion will take us. That's part of the fun. Join us for the good times, Tuesday and Thursday afternoon from 2 to 4, right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Be a part of the best event of the winter, Happy Valley Comic Con, February 28 and March 1 at Nittany Valley Sports Center. 100,000 square feet of fun with sci-fi and fantasy fans from across the region. If you're a vendor of anything looking to reach this energized audience, open space is currently available. Go to happyvalleycomiccon.com. Click on the Vendors tab for information. Reserve your space today and get ready for a weekend of action and profit. happyvalleycomiccon.com. Click on the Vendors tab. Happy Valley Comic Con, February 28 and March 1 at Nittany Valley Sports Center.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
Oh, the classics. They just keep coming here on a Friday morning, a Black Friday morning at that. Jeff and Scott with you. Few minutes remaining of open phone time here at 814-954-7266. Earlier in the week, it was announced a couple of Penn State students will be facing counts of criminal trespassing and theft after they used an AI-generated
counterfeit media pass. Well, a couple of passes. Oh. They both got onto the field during the Indiana game back on November 8th. The one student is facing felony charges over this, and the university, kudos to whoever the person on the field was that recognized that the passes did not match the passes that should have been there for that game, for the Indiana game. He's the security person or the on-field events person is looking at this like, these aren't right.
Yeah.
And alerted security, and they were taken off. And then university police conducted the investigation. Apparently, of course, because you have to show off anytime you break the law these days, these two put out a TikTok showing them using the fake passes to get onto the field. Brilliant there, kiddos.
Yeah, really brilliant.
And so, again, they are facing three felony counts of criminal trespassing, along with a misdemeanor count of theft. And then the one student is also facing a couple of counts of forgery. But the criminal trespassing, again, those are felony charges that they are facing. Folks, don't try to do this. I get that it may seem harmless in the moments. I just want to get onto the field. That'd be a cool experience. Yep. It can be dangerous. I mean, the world we're living in now, I've heard the stories. I mean, there was a time when kiddos, like young kiddos, would climb the fence while the national anthem was playing at Beaver Stadium. Like, and we're going way back, like 50s, maybe 60s, and like national anthem is playing, and so all of the security personnel, and there wasn't security personnel anywhere near like there is today, but yeah, all of them had to stand at attention, and they're recognizing our country and honoring our country, and so you would have these droves of kids,
wow.
Like high school, middle school kids, maybe even younger, like just jumping over the fence and getting into the games for free. Now, in those days, I don't even know. Tickets were what, like $4 a ticket? Parking was, I don't even know if there was a cost for parking, whatever. It was relatively cheap, and the tickets weren't as sought after as they are today. All of those things. But don't try to do this today. We're just in the times we're living in, and with the spacing on the field and all of that, just knock it off. Just go buy your ticket, or if you're a legit media member or you have an outlet, fine, go through that that process. But what I think they're trying to do in getting this word out is send the message to other folks that might think, yeah, that'd be kind of a cool, fun thing to do. No. Like, it could really affect your future, because you'll have a felony charge if you get caught. The risk-reward thing. Don't make the risk worth it. And I think the university here is properly trying to send the message, do not do this, please.
What did these two want to do when they got on the field?
I think, in this particular case, I think it was just, hey, look at us. Look, we were able to get on
the
field. That's my understanding.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Yeah. But, yeah, let's
throw the book at them.
Let smarter heads prevail. Wiser folks, trust their experience here. Don't do it. All right. That's my lesson for the day, kids. Don't criminally trespass this weekend. Helpful hint.
Don't mess with AI either.
From your friends here at Let's Talk. Folks, have a great weekend. Let's go Penn State beat Rutgers.
Sports Radio 98.7, the Fox Sports.